Listen carefully to the recording of the dialogue. Ankit and Bina are talking about NDRF. Ankit knows a lot about NDRF, but Bina has not heard about them. The next step after listening is to read aloud the same dialogues with a friend. Take up the roles of Ankit and Bina. Read the script of the recorded dialogue. Note how the speakers pause at commas and full stops. Read with expression.
Did you watch the Noida Super Tech Twin collapse?
No, but I think I have heard about it. When was it?
I think sometime in August. Yes, now I remember it. It was on August 28, 2022. It happened in Noida. People were really glued to their TV to watch the event. Everyone was expecting a real disaster.
Disaster? I thought disasters are floods, landslides, etc., which happen generally during the monsoon.
Yes, those are natural disasters, cyclones, earthquakes, and as you said, floods and landslides. But there are also man-made disasters, which may be chemical, radiological, biological, or nuclear. The demolition of Super Tech Tower could have led to a huge disaster, as there are so many residential buildings around. This kind of disaster is called collapsed structure search and rescue.
Please say that again.
Collapsed structure search and rescue. It is called collapsed structure search and rescue. So the NDRF was on the alert and they are on duty. In fact, they had positioned themselves to jump into action if necessary. By the way, do you know how long the collapse took? I'm sure you will never be able to guess.
Really? Let me try at least. Tell me, how many floors were there in Supertech?
Wait, I'll just Google it. Here it is. Supertech had 30 floors. Imagine, and the building was 100 meters tall. So have you guessed how long it took to bring it down? I mean demolish it.
7 days?
Ha ha, you are so wrong. I told you, it took just 9 seconds. Can you believe it? And once it had collapsed, the NDRF was right there to facilitate the removal of huge mountain of rubble. You can imagine when a building of 30 floor collapses, how much rubble there would be. So you see, NDRF plays a crucial role in keeping us safe, especially when there is a possibility of a disaster.
Really? This is just amazing. But tell me, what is NDRF? What does it stand for? There is so much I want to know.
Oh, I forgot. I should have told you right at the beginning. It stands for National Disaster Response Force. It's very much in the news with so many disasters happening. Do you know that the NDRF participated in the Republic Day parade in 2020 for the very first time at Rajpath in New Delhi? Their tableau was greatly appreciated by the crowds. So you see, slowly but surely, people are becoming aware of NDRF and their wonderful contribution in serving humanity. NDRF has been awarded the first prize by the Ministry of Defense. Their tableau was greatly appreciated by the gathering present during Republic Day parade.
Really, NDRF does so much for us Indians. We must all learn about this wonderful force.
You can check out their website. It has lot of interesting information, real-life photographs, and videos of rescue operations showing how they actually handle various disasters.
Oh, thank you so much, Ankit. Yes, I will do that. Thank you once again.